Tech Connections Academy Commonwealth Virtual School, or TECA, is a full-time public tuition-free school that allows students to complete coursework anywhere with an internet connection. Students still take state-mandated exams. Interim Principal Danielle Brunson says one of the main reasons students are enrolled in the school is because parents want to be more involved in their child's education.
At TECA, we have what we call is a triangle model. So at all three points, we have at one, the student in our curriculum, which is where they go to school with all of their lessons online. And then we have our state certified teachers that are all highly qualified, and they're certified in the subjects that they teach, meaning you won't have a math teacher, you know, instructing science or anything like that. And then we have the learning coach, who is normally a parent or somebody else in the family.
Knowing what her granddaughter Cassidy was learning was part of the reason Susanna Babcock suggested TECA as an alternative to Capeless Elementary in Pittsfield.
Every day I would pick her up from school, and the teacher would always say, well, she's not with everybody else. She's not with the benchmark. She doesn't have the benchmark. And it wasn't that she wasn't a smart kid. She's very bright. She had a fantastic vocabulary, but she didn't read exactly like everybody else, or she didn't work like everybody else. And so I started looking for things that she could have a little bit more creativity, learn her own way.
Brunson says hockey players or kids involved in sports that are not affiliated with a traditional school like equestrian enroll in TECA because of its flexibility in the face of frequent travel and other time commitments. She says kids who may have been bullied or don't enjoy the social atmosphere of school also seek out the online school. Brunson says about two-thirds of the 550 students from its inaugural class were high schoolers. She expects that ratio to hold as they estimate about 900 students for the upcoming school year. The curriculum is delivered through textbooks mailed to the students and a webcam-equipped program called Live Lessons, such as this biology instruction.
So Unit 5, Lesson 1, Cellular Transport. So what are we going to learn today? Our goals for today is to explain how the processes of diffusion and osmosis occur and why they are important to cells.
Babcock says the lessons, which are also recorded, are easy for caregivers to follow along with, adding that she has a better relationship with the online teachers than those in a traditional school.
I wanted to talk to the teacher, but I never got it. The last year was awful. I hardly ever got to talk to the teacher and really try to get down to the nitty-gritty of what's going on. So when I call up, they may be busy at that moment, but they'll always call me back. I felt it was a much better relationship.
Brunson says the school has 10 high school teachers and 4 each for special education, middle school, and elementary school. TECA is part of the Baltimore-based Connections Academy, which supports online schools across the country. The Bay State's first such school, the Massachusetts Virtual Academy of Greenfield, opened in 2010 and was affiliated with the city's public school district. It reorganized in 2013 to become the Massachusetts Virtual Academy at Greenfield Commonwealth Virtual School, supported by Virginia-based K-12 Incorporated. In October 2014, the Massachusetts Board of Secondary and Elementary Education placed the school, which also has rising enrollment figures, on probation after the department raised concerns about the school's academic program and compliance with regulatory requirements. Local school districts pay $6,700 a year for a student who chooses to attend either of the virtual schools. A 2013 report by the National Education Policy Center finds that full-time virtual schools have a track record of students falling behind, yet states continue to open more at high cost to taxpayers. The report's authors conclude that continued rapid expansion is unwise. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.